want to intro and like explain?
Sure. Let's start right now. This is a welcome to a hype special. It's like a special of our specials. This is a very informal show. Pam and I just have to talk about the Gilmore Girls trailer, you guys. Of course, we have been doing these Hype Girls Watch Gilmore Girls specials for, what are we up to, season 6 now?
Well, I think season 6 is coming as soon as Selena gets her butt into gear.
Yes, so we are still very excitedly rewatching the show before the revival premieres on November 25th, but the trailer just came out and we are dying. And we are dying to talk about it. And we thought, hey, if we want to talk about it, why don't we just record it and throw it up on Hype? And then all you guys can watch along with us and send your feedback in. And it'll just be a fun time all around. So what we're going to do is we are going to watch our way through the trailer. And y'all can watch along with us. And we're going to pause it at different spots when there are things we want to talk about and just kind of break it down. Not scene by scene, but like moment by moment, and there'll be much discussion about certain things. I guess you can guess what they will be if you've watched it like 500 times like we have. But yeah, does that sound good? Are you down for that, Pam?
I'm so ready, but I do want to preface this by saying that in order to do this, we are going to do at like the minimal amount of editing possible.
Yeah.
So it might not be as like pristine. Like you might hear some background noise going on in the background. Just think of it as extra color.
Yeah.
Because we just really wanted to do this
so much.
Yeah. That we just wanted to do it. Well, we wanted to do it for ourselves, and we wanted to do it for you.
Yeah.
We thought that it would be fun. Like Marima called me earlier, and she was like, I want to talk about the trailer, and then we realized that we should stop talking about the trailer and save it for you guys. So,
so we haven't really discussed it. We haven't really discussed it with each other yet. So this is like the first time we'll be hearing each other's thoughts too. And yes, we are battling Wi-Fi connections. We're battling phones. We're battling roommates and generators that are outside your bedroom window. And by your, I mean mine. So yeah, this might not be our usual pristine audio, but we hope that the enthusiasm makes up for it. And that you guys appreciate the effort that we we have gone to talk about this thing that we are so excited about.
Okay, should we hit play?
Yeah,
are
let's do it.
Are we going to count it down and do this?
Yes. Okay, so we'll do 3, 2, 1, and then hit play after one. So if everyone loads
okay,
up,
and we're actually, yeah, and we're going to also like tell you guys the time codes where we stop and stuff, so if you want to follow along with us as you're listening, it's going to be really easy to do that, hopefully.
Yes, and we'll be going second by second through the 2 minutes and 26 seconds. No, I'm just kidding, we would all die. But okay, we are going to talk about it a bit, so let's do it. So we'll do 3, 2, 1, and then play. Okay, so 3.
Sounds good, let's do it.
All right, 3, 2, 1, play. Oh, it's the Netflix thing.
It's
They're
happening.
Talking about food.
There's the church.
I love this bit because it just sounds exactly the same.
It's like coming back to visit old friends. It's amazing.
I know.
Like you're coming home.
I know. Okay, so now we are onto town tour. Let's like pause it right here. So we're on about 27, 28 seconds in. Because this was a bit that I found a little jarring just the first time I watched it, was they reference Ben Affleck and Batman and Superman and, like, that whole thing. And I was like, oh, my God, modern references. What is happening? You know? And I know we had that Amy Schumer thing in the first teaser, but it's still, I don't know. Was that weird for you?
It is, because I think a lot of Gilmore Girls rhetoric is actually kind of steeped in archaic pop culture.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The idea of, like, for example, Paul Anka being named after poppy love singer Paul Anka is, like, it's funny because you know.
Yeah.
But not necessarily, like, you don't know all of the things. So it is kind of, like, it makes sense for them to be talking about new pop culture, and it brings us up to the present. But at the same time, I also kind of wonder, because, like, a lot of what makes Gilmore Girls so timeless is that these references like live on forever. So I will be interested to see like in like 20 years if like people watching it will still get jokes about like Amy Schumer. I think Superman and Ben Affleck are a little bit more forgivable, but it was totally interesting.
Yeah, it was just a little, it wasn't bad, but it did feel a little jarring the first time I heard it. And yet, the reason that I think it feels jarring is because it's their exact tone. It's the exact, like, phrasing that they would use. Like, it sounds the same as the old show, but then it's new things. My brain just took a second for it to kind of catch up and be like, oh, this is what's happening now. This is, like, modern-day Gilmore Girls, which is amazing, but still is, like, somewhat unbelievable, even though, you know, it's in the trailer and we're getting 4 episodes of the show in about a month. So solid intro, I think. You know, we jump right back in. It's the same of the two of them. It's like their sort of banter back and forth, and we just feel like we've kind of never left.
Yeah, I totally agree.
All right, let's keep watching it. So,
all right.
3, 2, 1, and restart. That's a great hat, by the way. I love that hat. Luke! It's Luke!
Why? Hold on.
Okay.
I'm wondering, like, because I, you know, like, when all the photos came up, we're paused right now at 39 seconds when Luke was saying that they need to basically stop, cut it out on the junk food. You know, there's that whole, like, idea going around that Lorelai may be pregnant. Do you think that maybe he's trying to make them both eat better because she's expecting?
Maybe. Yeah, I actually totally forgot about that, that theory. So I guess that would make sense because we get into a little later that she's kind of feeling like she's drifting, and that would be an easy way to kind of anchor her with something new. Because if her and Luke are together, like, I assume we're not going to have any drama. We can't have drama with the two of them. Like, will they or won't they in this thing? Like, surely we're done with that now.
I mean, I hope so. Yeah. Selena was talking about this the last time we were, we recorded our special, and she was saying, like, I don't want there to be, like, some kind of, like, outside source that's, like, keeping these two apart, because we've already done that. And I almost kind of feel, like, the same way, because I feel like they've had their growing pains. Like, Lorelai has grown up enough to be in a committed relationship with a man to the point that, like, she should have no problem walking down the aisle. And I really hope that that's the case. I know some people were, like, worried about it, too, because a couple of the newer stills showed that neither her nor Rory were wearing, like, any kind of ring, which means that Rory is, like, you know, allegedly single, and perhaps Lorelai and Luke never got around to walking down the aisle.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Which, I wouldn't hate that. I mean, I kind of wouldn't hate it if they were just like, we don't need to get married. But then again, it was such a huge plot point for both of them in the series. So, we will see. Okay, we're paused right now. We're about to see some amazing Emily stuff, I think. So, shall we continue watching?
Yeah, let's do it. Count it down.
All right. 3, 2, 1, and restart. Okay. Okay, pause. We're on like 45 seconds. Bridget's face, you guys. Oh my god. Okay, so.
This is so amazing. It's so Emily.
This is the only thing we did briefly talk about on the phone, which was, if they are doing a giant portrait of Richard's face that takes up an entire wall of the house, as Rory points out, then there has to be some time. Like, this either has to be that time has passed since he's died, or this must be in one of the later episodes. Because, like you pointed out, Pam, there's, like, scenes from a memorial or a funeral or something.
That's the only thing I can think of, although I also said that, like for example, my great-grandma, she passed away 5 years ago now, and my grandmother went over, and they did, like, a five-year in-memoriam thing right. for her. So it is possible that that's what they're doing, like, a celebration of life now that it's been, like a couple of years, or maybe, like, on the one-year anniversary mark. But, it like, something is clearly going on with that whole situation, with the fact that Richard is no longer here.
Yeah.
But they're treating I'm so it excited in like for a... Emily's, like, story arc, though. I'm just so excited to see.
Oh, same. And we'll get to some more of her stuff in a second, but, like, in this particular scene, it's treated as comedy, so there has to be some distance there, you know, is the thing that I was just like, huh, I wonder how much time were they going to put between these events happening. Or, like, whatever. I mean, because I could definitely see this as being Emily's, either exactly what you said, her, like, 5 years on, she's like, I'm going to honor my husband and, like, do this thing. Or just some crazy grieving thing she does, like, trying to buy a timeshare in a plane. You know, getting a giant portrait, like a floor-to-ceiling portrait of her husband. And we saw this in those stills where they're like sitting at the table and you just see the portrait looming in the background.
I never thought it was going to be this big though. I just thought that you could, like, it was a normal size, but I should have known better because when she commissions the portrait of Rory, it's not normal size.
Oh my god, yes. I totally forgot about that. Yes, this is hilarious. That's also so true.
Also, one more thing I'm going to say, like, to the idea of, like, maybe not as much time as we thought has passed. Like, not so much Richard, but Emily is very well known for planning ahead, so I wouldn't put it past her to have had these portraits commissioned
early, like, in storage.
In the event. Yeah, because you know, you see it, too, in that one cold open where she says that they're getting their affairs in order, and she gives each girl a post-it, like a different color post-it pad, and she says, if you like something, put a post-it on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember this?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, Emily has done crazier things.
Yeah, that's true. No, I do remember that, actually, just classic Emily moments. But also, Emily was the true MVP of this trailer. I feel like we can say that. But anyway, all right, let's keep going so we can get into that. So, 3, 2, 1, and restart. So now we're in the Rory section. On the road, Jack Kerouac. Classic Emily zingers. Pause. Because Kirk is at Friday night dinner. Like, what?
Oh my gosh, yes. What even?
I mean, okay, so that's that's 1 minute in for anyone who's, like, skating through. Kirk seems to be at Friday night dinners and I'm so perplexed. But anyway, sorry, back to Rory.
I think, like, this is the only other thing that we talked about before we realized we needed to record something small for you guys, which is that Amerima and I have talked in length together because we're trying not to spoil things for Selena, of course, about the fact that what's really always upset me about Rory is that, like, despite the fact that she does go through bumps in the road, like, at the end of the day, she is, like, she's so much more better off than, like, most people her age because, you know, she's got the advantage of, like, having her father to help her out to pay for this great school. Her grandparents are always going to be there to help her out as well. So I like that she doesn't have, like, the perfect career. It would have been so easy for them to say, oh, and after she finished on the Obama campaign trail, she just, like, ended up kicking ass in Capitol Hill, and she's still there. Like, it's kind of nice that she is, like, 30-ish, probably, and she's kind of struggling to find her own path, because that's so much more realistic to, like, most people, I think.
Right, and I think, especially for her, exactly like you said, she's always been a really high achiever. She also goes straight from college. Like, we see it in that final episode, where she goes straight from college into this amazing job, and, like, they had this whole roller coaster thing planned, the two of them, and, like, they were going to go have these adventures, and she had to skip all that time. And so the fact that now she's suddenly being like, huh, like, what am I kind of doing? And, you know, maybe needing to take some time or reassess that I think that makes sense in terms of a character arc also, because, like, that was going to hit her eventually. You know, no one can kind of avoid that forever. Eventually you're going to be like, huh, I just sort of raced through everything, and, like, now what am I doing? So I really like that.
One could say no one could coast that way.
Oh man. Okay. Yeah. Also Kirk, like, just why? Anyway, that's great. We get so many looks. We will talk about these as we get to them, but we get so many looks at the Stars Hollow people. Oh, it's so exciting. But yeah, I think, you know, like, we really hear in this trailer where our three Gilmore ladies are at, like, what they're all up to. And I like that that's still the focus, seems to be on, like, the three of them being like, what am I doing? And the way that it's set up in this trailer is kind of separate from their romantic relationships, which is good, you know? It's about them all being like, what am I kind of doing with myself? So, yeah, I like that a lot. I think, you know, Gilmore Girls, I mean, it has a tendency to sort of, it has a preoccupation with, like, romance, and that's fine, because that's the kind of show it is, but I like that at least in this first extended trailer, we are just really focusing on the three women, rather than, like, what's happening with the boys, although the boys, obviously, they're still. Anyway, Okay, we're 1 minute in and we've been recording 15 minutes. So this is going well so far. All right, countdown. 3, 2, 1, and start again. Oh, I love Emily so much. The music stops.
Stop.
Okay.
This is the part. I just want it on record that this is the part where I started tearing up. Oh, like, man. And that's all I wanted to say. This is when the feels hit me. Damn you, Carol King. I love you, but I also hate you forever.
It is so good.
It made me really emotional.
It is so good. And we're now entering the Lorelai section of the trailer, where she's like,
okay, we can.
Yeah. Should we watch through this?
We can keep going now.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, we should watch through this.
All right. So we'll restart in 3, 2, 1, now. Is that Mae Whitman? Wait, pause. Okay.
You know, I was trying to figure out who it was, too. That would be so funny played her daughter.
Isn't it her? Yeah, I'm sure I read that she was in this. I only saw it for a second, and I don't want to rewind because it will mess our thing up. We'll have to check that later. But I was just, when I was watching this the first, 8,000 times, I just kept getting distracted by Carole King breaking my heart. So I was like, who is this person they keep showing? Because I don't know them. And then,
yeah, and I was really confused too, about whether or not she was is Lorelai in therapy or is this just some random friend that she now has?
Like a new friend. Maybe she finally has friends. She only really had Suki before.
That's all she needs.
Oh well, yeah, but she's busy shooting blockbusters, so Suki's busy.
That's
like...
very true. That's very true.
Yeah. I mean,
okay,
do you
well we're gonna
Well, let's just quickly talk about this, because we'll get into the Emily bit after this, but, the way that she says, Luke and I are happy, sounds like she's questioning it, and that's the only thing in this trailer that made me be like, huh, what about that?
Same. And that's why I'm wondering if she is going to be pregnant, just because I feel like that would be, she was so sure about Luke that I just don't, I would hope that Lorelai now has grown enough not to just question relationships because she subconsciously wants to sabotage them. So the only thing I can think of is that they're at a plateau in terms of something big coming in to change what they've already got. And the only thing I could think of that makes sense is a baby, honestly.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that, because I think also we can't have 4 90-minute episodes of them being like, should we get married? Like, we've done that plot. We did that plot for, 2.5 seasons. So, that's not going to be interesting. What would be interesting is if they were, we're pregnant and they're not married, and then suddenly that, speeds up the time frame, or maybe they do, some informal, low-key thing instead of some huge whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, that's the only bit that I was like, I'm not sure about this, because I just don't care enough to, I mean, it's not that, because I want them to be together, but I just don't want to deal with those, exactly what Selena has been putting out in our hype specials, those external conflicts that, keep them apart, those, external factors that have nothing to do with their relationship, because it plays into that idea that the only drama in a relationship is if you're together or not, which is so false. There are so many dramas once you're with someone, but being constantly will they, won't they, is, totally based on that thing of, the only exciting thing for an audience is if they're in a relationship or not. And then if they're in a relationship, suddenly that's boring. And I feel like, no, it's not boring. It's quite enjoyable. So, yeah, I don't know. Do you have any other thoughts on Lorelai?
No, I'm really excited to get to Emily because I think, like you said before, she's the star of this whole trailer, honestly.
She is. Okay. Let's count down. Also, we're at about a minute 14 or something right now. So we do 3, 2, 1, and replay. Half of her is gone.
This was the best scene, by the way.
Oh my god. Okay, pause.
If it brings you joy.
Pause. Okay, we're at a minute 28. First of all, Emily in jeans and a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Emily telling Lorelai that the dining room chairs don't bring her joy. Which is amazing.
That's the best. But you know what, though? The words to live by over here. If it brings you joy, keep it. If it doesn't, throw it out.
You know, that's some... I can't remember their name, but that is the technique of some, Japanese decluttering woman. And There was a great joke on the Mindy Project, to go on a tangent slightly, about this, where she was like, yeah, I read that decluttering woman's book and I threw out all my, like, all my vegetables and my electricity bill or something like that. Like, they don't bring me joy. And I was just like, yeah, Emily's on a similar path.
How funny would it be, like, because obviously Luke's in the picture, if, like, they start talking self-help books, because, you know, that's, like, the only reason he landed Lorelai's.
He could give her the tape. He could give her the tape. Well, Jess probably still has it.
She could find love. Do you think Emily's going to find love before these four episodes run out? Like, she's just going to learn how to be content with herself?
I really hope they don't do that. I feel like, I mean, it's not like it's an insult to his memory, but, like, I just think that would be really hard for fans and for, like, the show. Like, exactly what you said, you know, that was, like, she's lost the other half of her world. And I don't think we as audience members could grow, like, accustomed enough to a new person in the short amount of time we have in this revival to not feel that they're, like, taking over Richard's place, you know, in a kind of hostile way.
That's very true. At the same time, yeah. It's almost like she almost doesn't need it as a character, because so much of her life, like, was being, like, upkeeping the house. I'm wondering if they're going to move, and that's why she's decluttering.
Right.
But, like, so much of that had to do with the fact that she needed to make sure Richard's affairs were in order. Like, she needed to make sure he had his ties and his suits and his shoes and stuff. And of course, she had stuff with, like, the DAR and all her little clubs, but so much of it was just being Richard's right hand, and it's going to be interesting to see how she learns to be alone and be, like, her own person.
And when he is sick, I'm not sure now if it's the first or the second time. I think it might be, like, the second time when he has the heart attack, and she says that he has to let her go first because she doesn't want to.
Yeah, she says... Yeah. She demands it. She says, I demand to go first.
Yeah, and that's, like, so, so heartbreaking. And this whole thing is so heartbreaking. So, but I totally agree. I think there's enough in Emily's character for her to really, like, again, similarly to her daughter and granddaughter, like, to kind of struggle with her place in the world without him. Like, what does it mean to be Emily Gilmore if you're not the wife of Richard Gilmore and doing all those things that she... you know, enjoys doing? Like, that was such an interesting part of her character, was it wasn't like he was forcing her to be a housewife or anything like this. Like, she genuinely wanted to organize all these events and, like, look after him and take care of him. And without all of that, I mean, you know, she's got time to commission portraits and she's, like, doing some decluttering, but, like, after that, you know, then what? And so I'm kind of with you. I feel like maybe
She's gonna find a dining room set that brings her joy. That's so true. Next.
Yeah, that'll be her four episode arc is her, like, searching for dining room furniture. That would be hilarious.
And that's where Mrs. Kim comes in, because she's gotta go to Kim's Antiques. You guys, we figured it all out. No need to watch.
JK. Okay, that's fine. We've solved the problem. All right, and now we're getting to, like, the kind of tail end of this, so we're gonna be probably pausing a little more to get through some of these things. But let's restart. We're at, I'm at, like, 127 on mine. So.
And I'm at 126. So we're doing pretty good.
Yeah. So that's not bad. Okay. So 3, mm-hmm. 2, 1, play. Okay. Pause.
Yes, because we all know what's coming, and this is very important for us and for the rest of Team Jess.
This is very important, first of all, I'll just make a note here that, spoiler alert for the rest of the trailer, all three of Rory's paramours appear in this trailer. Only one of them is allowed to speak, so that's important information, some might say. And he gets two lines, and she's still a contender, you guys, and Jess is looking great, let me just say.
He's looking so good. You know what's so funny is I think Milo Ventimiglia, he's like great looking guy, but I feel like I'm just more attracted to him in just get up.
Yes,
I've been watching This Is Us, and he does nothing for me there.
Oh God. Okay. Yeah. So I mean, you know, the text or subtext or whatever of this is, like, Rory's feeling lost and she doesn't have a job, so we know that she doesn't have any credit, I guess, because for some reason, she hasn't done anything, so she's living this sort of life in between. I don't know. Maybe she's going to be, are we going to see her like job hunting? I feel like maybe she's going to be working out, is this really what I want to do? Like, do I want to be a journalist? Do I want to be, maybe she's been a political journalist this whole time and kind of forgotten that her original goal was to be a foreign correspondent or something like that. I don't know. Maybe she's like, why don't I
want to be a journalist
anyway?
Or maybe she's suffering from the job market, like the bad job market. That would be really interesting. I would this would just like further prove that like Rory Gilmore understands my struggle.
That you are Rory.
That I am Rory.
Yeah.
I'm living for real life.
You're like, oh, that journalist job market girl, I feel you.
Exactly. I'm just like, come on, just make me cry with all your feels and tell me it's going to be okay in like four more episodes.
Yes. Okay. All right. We'll keep going. We're kind of getting back into Stars Hollow now. So we do 3, 2, 1 and play. Oh, Taylor. Oh, Michelle. Oh, there's a pig.
He's the best.
Oh my god.
Not Michelle, not the pig.
No.
Just to clarify.
It is so good. Oh, the girls.
Oh,
together.
We get some Chilton action too.
Okay. Pause. Okay, first of all, going back to that town hall scene really quick, I swear I saw Tom Lenk sitting next to Lauren Graham. And does he have a cameo in this for some reason? Which made me laugh because he, of course, plays Andrew in Buffy. And, you know, Jonathan / Doyle is already in this. So I was like, wait, is he just in? I mean, I love him. He's hilarious. So I would love if he was just randomly in the town. I swear that was him. I don't know. I posted about this on Twitter. No one confirmed or denied it yet. So I'm like waiting for someone to be like, you're an idiot. We'll see.
I think we need to go back and pause. But also like Rory, we saw Rory walking through Chilton. So that's kind of interesting. It's going to be fun to see like what she's doing there. We did get a still where she was in front of a classroom. So maybe she's back for like a career day or something, but still kind of interesting to note.
Yeah, career day, and maybe that, like, she's done of a job, so that kind of throws her into, like, disarray or something. At least, hopefully, we're not going to have to see Max back at Chilton. Fingers crossed. Because that would be, like...
What time code are you at?
I'm at 158.
Okay, so, like, I guess we should also mention that we do see Dean in Dosey's Market.
Yes. Yes, we get our glimpse of Dean here. Jared Padalecki looks great. Like, he's in his kind of supernatural style, and it's a good look. He does not get a line to say, or two lines to say, or a drink to drink with Rory. I mean, objectively speaking, I'm just pointing these out. These are facts. But also, we get Suki. We get a Melissa McCarthy scene. And I work kind of pause right in the middle of it as we talk about this. But I think that makes sense that they threw that in there, because that was something people were really worried, you know, that she wasn't going to be in it, or like there was all that drama, of course, about like if she was in the show or not. So even if this is like her one scene, and when Lorelai, like when Lauren Graham walks into that scene, it kind of seems like she's surprised to see Suki there too. So maybe like Suki's like snuck back in to the inn or something, like she's working somewhere else. Who knows? I don't know.
I was going to say too, it looks like, I was looking at that cake earlier, it kind of looks like maybe she's doing some kind of themed cake, and there's like little houses. I wonder if there's like some big like Stars Hollow anniversary and she's like, they're going to do something around that.
Oh, maybe.
She's like so little, like I don't know, but.
Yeah, I hope we got some fun like town themed events. We must get some like weird festivals and stuff, because that's half the joy of this show.
Totally. Yeah, we need at least one of those and at least one town meeting.
Oh, we should get town meetings like every episode. They're 90 minutes long. There is no excuse. There's no excuse. Okay, so maybe we'll just watch it through to the end now and then talk about any other thoughts, because I know it doesn't run all the way through to 226 because there's like the Netflix thing. So I'm at 158.
Yeah, that sounds good.
What are you on?
And I'm at 156, so I'm close enough.
All right, so we're close enough. So we'll watch it through to the end, then we'll talk about it a little bit, and then that'll be it. So let's count down. 3, 2, 1, play.
Go.
All right. Paris and Logan and Lane. Oh, my goodness.
Yep. And Logan, too.
Oh, my God. A year in the life,
this is
y'all.
So good. Four-part Netflix event.
I know. I die a
it's
little
coming
bit.
Up. I was already dying, but yes, just to see that date, like, yeah, and knowing that it's just around the corner.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
I am so excited. Yeah, so right at the end, we get to see Paris, we see Logan, we see Lane, all our favorites.
We see Babette, too. Yeah. Yeah, some of the town folk, that's really nice.
Yeah, that's good to just kind of, like, throw everyone in there, be like, don't worry, everyone's coming back. It's just exciting.
It is. You know, back to Lane, I also love that she's behind a drum set, so it looks like maybe we'll get a little Hep Alien action, perhaps.
Yeah. I hope Lane is, like, forced Zach to be the nanny and has, like, gone off and had this amazing rock and roll career. That's all I want for her. Lane deserved better. Not than Zach. I like
Lane
Zach.
Lane
deserved better, yeah, than having twins after having sex one time and then, like, that being her life. But we also...
I mean, we all know that what Lane really deserved was Dave, but Dave had to go off and join the OC.
Didn't we? We all deserve Dave. But also because...
Dave is the one we all deserved.
There's that still that was released with the whole bunch of stills that came out that is, like, Lane sitting behind a table at some Stars Hollow event, and she just, like, looks like her mother. And I was like, no, Lane, don't let this be your life. Like, don't...
How old?
Don't do this.
I mean, like, have they mentioned how much time has passed since the last episode? Because I'm kind of wondering how old her kid is now.
Oh, her twins? Actually, that's a good point. I feel like, I'm sure someone will tell us.
Because it would just be really funny if, like, they were kind of like, I don't know, like, it's been about 10 years, I guess, since the original show wrapped, right?
Yeah, it was like 2007,
about
wasn't
10.
It?
It would just be really funny if, like, she, like, if, like, her kid was actually, like, 10 or something, and she had to revert it to her mother's, like, overprotective state. I just think it would be really funny for her to have, like, that existential, like, oh my god, I've turned into my mother crisis.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
It would just be hilarious. And then she could just, like, try to be the cool mom, like, later or something like that.
Yeah. I think it kind of seems like for a lot of people there's potential for there to be a bit of kind of, what am I doing with my life, type stuff. So, yeah.
And at the end of the day, I think what I love about this, like, and we kind of touched on it in the beginning, is that it's like, you feel like no time has passed. You feel like you're coming back to visit friends. And it just really gives us a really good idea of where everybody's going to be starting off at when we kind of come back for, I guess, winter is the first episode, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, I don't know. It feels good, but it feels weird. So we'll just have to wait and see. And we should say, obviously, like, the reason Selena is not on this episode is not because we didn't invite her. Well, we actually didn't invite her, but because she can't watch the trailer because she's staying spoiler-free,
right,
of course. So that's why I.
She tweeted about it too, so we figured that we wouldn't even entice her to try and come on, because that would be not nice of us. She's being a good sport, and we're gonna watch it all right away because we won't be able to stop ourselves, and she's gonna wait and watch them as we go through each episode on the show.
Yeah, so, to maintain her spoiler-free status, because she has greater self-control than we do. So yeah, it's all happening. We hope you guys enjoyed this little mini hype special, as I've decided to call it, about the Gilmore Girls revival trailer. If you want to let us know your thoughts, you can find us on Twitter. We are at Hypable Hype, and you can send us an email. We are hype@hypable.com. If you have thoughts on this, or if you have any thoughts for season 6 or 7, or just the revival in general, send them our way, and we will get to those on either our season 6 or our season 7 specials, both of which will be out before the 25th of November when the Gilmore Girls revival premieres on Netflix. Very exciting. The whole thing's coming. It's not long at all.
It is. I know. And when you guys email us, be sure to put the season number in the subject
for
those, because it's just going to make our lives a little bit easier when we organize. It's just a little bit of housekeeping before we say goodbye for now.
And to keep Selena spoiler-free. We don't want to spring any spoilers on her.
Right, right. So maybe if you want to talk specific trailers, tweet at us instead of at the show. So you can tweet me at Pamela Gokobachi, and Merima is Are you full name?
Twitter? I'm at Marima White.
At Marima White.
Yeah.
So we're very easily reachable. We'd love to like gush over this trailer with you guys.
We would after you love listen to
our thoughts.
Yes. Hopefully, hopefully you share our excitement. You enjoyed this little mini show, and we'll be back next time with more hype and with more Gilmore Girls. So until then, I'm Marima.
And I'm Pamela.
And this was a something that we did.
It was something. We hope you guys enjoyed it. And let us know if you did, because we were toying with the idea of doing some more stuff along this line. So we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yes, we would love to. Make sure to let us know on one of those many contact options that we listed before. Or, of course, you can also find us on hyperball.com and leave us a comment on the podcast post. And we'll talk to you guys next time. Goodbye.